are kicking off today with Africa Club football.
Lots of Africa Club football, Kim. And joining us once again on the Voice of America is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sammy, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, let's kick off with African Club football. We've reached the last 32 in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup competitions. Action coming up this weekend in both tournaments. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. And how about some of the highlights?
Congratulations to Real Banjul from Gambia. They're in West Africa. They are the final qualifiers for the last 32. Their match against Barak Young Controllers of Liberia was delayed by a week, and in the return match, Real Banjul beat Controllers by 1-0. Jarju scoring after 30 minutes. Now, Controllers were up against it, Sonny, because they had to play both matches in Gambia because of the ongoing Ebola virus fears. I'm very proud to say that Africa seems to be getting on top now of this terrible Ebola crisis, which, of course, has claimed thousands of lives. But still, CAF, the African Football Authority, not taking any chances. And matches in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, when they're at home, those matches have to be transferred elsewhere. The Controllers wanted to play either in Mali or in Ivory Coast, but they were unsuccessful, so they had to settle for both matches at the home of Real Banjul, but Banjul qualifying 2-1 on aggregate. And that takes us, Sonny, to the last 32. Let's look at the fixtures. ZESCO Zambia against Kaloum of Guinea. USM Alger of Algeria against Bikini of Senegal. Hilal of Sudan against Bullets of Malawi. Cotton of Cameroon against Sanga Belendi of DR Congo. Cosmos Bafia of Cameroon against the Great Esperance of Tunisia. Marac of Sudan against Cabascor of Angola. Samassi of Togo against Faxian of Tunisia. Ulma of Algeria against Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana. Enyimba of Nigeria against Smuha of Egypt. Gomahia of Kenya against Leopards of Congo. APR of Rwanda against the Great Al Ahly of Egypt. Record 8-time winners of the Champions League. Tetouan of Morocco against Kano Pillars of Nigeria. That's been postponed for 1 week because of an attack on the bus carrying the Kano Pillars players. On behalf of the Sunnyside of Sport, we wish those players who were injured a very speedy and full recovery. Setif of Algeria, the holders, will play Real Banjul of Gambia. And then some really big matches in South Africa. Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa against Raja Casablanca of Morocco. And Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa against TP Mazembe of DR Congo. And the final of those last 32 fixtures, Manga Sport of Gabon against Stade Malien of Mali. The first legs will be on March 13, 14, 15, with the exception, of course, of that Kano Pillars match, postponed by 1 week. And the return matches will be on April 3, 4, 5.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America has got some very wide-eyed listeners, and they will say straight away, why is there a 3-week gap between the first and second legs instead of the traditional 2-week gap? Well, the reason for that, Sonny, is there is an international weekend at the end of March involving national teams, and that is the cause of that delay. As I mentioned in rolling out the fixtures, to me, the biggest matches, the highlights of the round, are both in South Africa. You've got Kaizer Chiefs, a team that have not done particularly well in Africa. They've never reached the group stage, and they're competing at the last 32 stage against 3-time African champions Raja Casablanca. It's the Amakosi, as the Chiefs are known, up against the Green Devils. And geographically, of course, it's a real north versus south. Morocco tucked up there in the northwest of the continent against South Africa right at the bottom. Chiefs, Sonny, have battled at times to draw good crowds to the huge 90,000-seat Soccer City Stadium in Soweto. And what they've done for the Raja match is they've moved it to Durban, an Indian Ocean city, where they tend to get really good crowds. And I can see 30, 35,000 turning up at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, one of the 2010 World Cup venues, for this really attractive tie. I would say Raja, because of their greater experience in Africa, are slight favorites over Kaizer Chiefs. But Chiefs doing very well in their domestic season, just one defeat in almost 30 league and cup matches. Equally attractive is the match in Pretoria between Sundowns, who were Champions League runners-up in 2001, And the great Congolese side, TP Mazembe. Mazembe from Lubumbashi, that's the mining city in the south of the country. They've won the Champions League four times, twice in the 60s when it was known as the African Champions Cup, and more recently in 2009 and 2010. And while Sundown supporters don't want to see any Mazembe goals scored, the one thing they can look forward to if the Congolese do strike the net is that amazing goal celebration by the goalkeeper of Mazembe, Robert Kidiaba. They call it the bum shuffle. He bounces around on his bottom. And I recently saw, Sunny, one internet site said it is the most amazing goal celebration in the world. And I would certainly vouch for that as far as goalkeepers are concerned. And Kidiaba, he's such a charismatic figure. He's now 39 years of age. He recently spoke about quitting international football, but he's decided to carry on. He just loves the game too much. And African football needs colorful characters like him. As with the Chiefs-Raja game, I feel the greater experience of Mazembe will give them a slight edge. Mazembe are also out for revenge because in 2013 they played Orlando Pirates of South Africa in the qualifying stage of the competition, and Pirates beat them 3-2 on aggregate. So the men from DR Congo thirsting for revenge. Other highlights in the last 32 package, Sonny, obviously Al Ahly of Egypt are one to watch. Perhaps not the force of old. Of course, they had that great side between 2005 and 2008. They reached four consecutive Champions League finals, winning three of them. But nevertheless, they're capable of going far in the competition, and they should be too strong over two legs for APR, the Rwandan military side. Satif the holders, they should be able to build a reasonable lead over Real Banjul of Gambia. The Gambians have done well to get to the last 32, but one feels they're not really going to be strong enough to knock out the defending champions. And of course, a lot of interest in Nigeria, in Enyimba, the People's Elephant, twice winners of the African Champions League. They're up against a new side, Smuha, from Alexandria in Egypt. It's their first appearance in the Champions League, and in the preliminary round, they edged Al Ahly Tripoli on penalties. So yes, I mean, plenty to look forward to. You've also got Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana, once one of the stronger sides in Africa, not quite as strong nowadays. They're up against El Ulma of Algeria. So lots of exciting ties coming up. The pick of the bunch, perhaps, Kaiser Chiefs against Raja Casablanca in Durban.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. From Johannesburg, let's go northeast to Harare, Zimbabwe's capital, where Michael Cariati reports the country's Castle Lager Premier Soccer League has been delayed once again.
Initially, the league program was supposed to have kicked off on March 7, but was postponed to March 15 to pave way for the Bob 91 Super Cup, in which Caps United, Dynamos and Highlanders were competing in a tournament marking President Robert Mugabe's 91st birthday. However, this will no longer be the case as the program is once again been postponed, now to March 22, to pave way, apparently, for the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Cup, which has been penciled for this coming weekend. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Nebele revealed the day for the start of the season, adding that they would love to have all the teams play on the same weekend. The Zimbabwe National Army Tournament will involve four teams, two from Harare and two from Bulawayo, but has raised concerns from other clubs who feel they are being given a raw deal in terms of participating in money-spinning competitions. Caps United will play Dynamos for the third time this year, while Highlanders will meet neighbors Haumain in the other semi-final at Baba Field Stadium. Ironically, Caps United met Dynamos last weekend, with Dynamos winning 1-0, courtesy of a Ronald Chitio strike in the Bob 91 Super Cup. This was Chitio's first game for Dynamos, having been rumored to be moving to South Africa. Dynamos assistant coach Tondera Ndiraya has high praise for the player.
We have Rooney, who has come into our ranks, and I think you saw what he did today. Out of nothing, he he found a goal which won us the match. But we still need cover for him.
Caps United coach Mark Harrison is excited by another prospect of facing Dynamos, saying he would want his team to win this time around.
Want to enter into every single game trying to win it. Doesn't matter if it's a friendly game, I want to win it.
However, former Caps United coach Gishon Tini thinks Dynamos have an edge over the Green Machine.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough to predict, but I think Dynamos will win this one.
Zimbabwe National Army Charity Cup holders FC Platinum have been excused from the tournament as they will be in Tanzania for a CAF Confederation Cup assignment. FC Platinum hammered Capes United 6-1 in last year's final. In another sporting development, Zimbabwe will host the Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 playoff against Moldova from April 17 to 19. This followed the team's 4-1 defeat at the hands of Bosnia-Herzegovina, which left Zimbabwe with a tall order to retain their place in the Euro-Africa Zone Group 2. The two teams will be forced to meet after Moldova also lost their tie at the weekend to Hungary. Zimbabwe fielded 41-year-old Wayne Black, but he could not make an impression after he lost his doubles match when partnering Mark Finn. Zimbabwe's only single win came from Benjamin Locke. On the other hand, the Zimbabwe cricket team will play in a dead rubber against India Friday after slumping to a 5-run defeat to Ireland. The game against India will be academic as the Chevrons have been eliminated from the competition. Zimbabwe are in sixth position with only 2 points, just above lightweight the United Arab Emirates, who have failed to win a single game. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael, and sporty greetings to all our VOA listeners in Zimbabwe. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehias Wuhib.